to clean. It's real low down and it's kind of mean. The dirty boogie, the dirty boogie. When I get low down, it's the dirty boogie for me.
The dirty boogie.
What's it called?
The dirty boogie.
Hey, you old.
Ballroom dancing has always enjoyed a strong, devoted following, but it's only developed a really big fan base in this country since reality shows like Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance became popular on TV. Now it's come to Broadway. Burn the Floor, an international ballroom dance show that began a decade ago, has come to the Longacre Theater and is playing until October 18th, or at least that's what it's scheduled for at this time. Join us now to talk about the show and the world of ballroom dance is Jason Gilkison, a world champion dancer who's the show's choreographer, and Karina Smirnoff and Maxim Chmerkovsky, now dancing with each other after having been paired with many of the contestants on Dancing with the Stars. We've caught them just in time because they're actually leaving the show this Sunday. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And Karina, the show's a big hit. Why are you and Maxim leaving?
Well, you know, contractually, we have to go back and do Dancing with the Stars. But honestly, it's been such an honor and a pleasure. And we loved every single moment of it. The show's amazing. Jason did a fabulous job. And the cast, they're not just gorgeous, they are really sweet, and they made us feel like part of the family from day one.
When did, Maxim, when did the, does the next season of Dancing with the Stars begin?
Well, we're actually finding out who our celebrities are on this coming Monday. Our last show at Longacre is on Saturday, and we're going straight onto a plane, flying to L.A., finding out our next our next victims. and we'll go from there. And
well,
the next 3 months we'll be in L.A.
Since you've had to adjust to a lot of different partners, this must have been a pleasure, dancing with the same one for the show so far. How did you and Karina become involved in Burn the Floor?
Well, the director that was invited to oversee, I guess, the creative part of this project just on Broadway, was Raj Kapoor, and he is a friend of ours, and we did Dancing with the Stars tour together. So he called us on behalf of Jason and everybody else to find, looking for a female replacement in one of the casts. And we kind of looked at Karina, and we go, well, why don't we do it? You know, we'd love to be a part of it. And so that's how it came about, and we're extremely happy that it happened that way.
Jason, didn't Burn the Floor grow out of a birthday party for Elton John?
Yeah, well, that's how it all started.
What was it like first?
10 years ago, we all went along to Elton John's 50th birthday, eight couples who were just putting on a very small display, and then our producer, Harley Metcalf, was in the audience that night, saw the potential and wondered why ballroom dancing hadn't been shown theatrically in this way before, so Burn the Floor was born that night.
But you weren't the first choreographer, were you?
Anthony Van Lust was the first choreographer. I was actually one of the leads in the original production. And then by the end of the rehearsal period, I moved in to help him with the choreography and then became artistic director and then eventually took over as director and choreographer.
Karina, could you explain a few of the most important styles of ballroom dance for us?
Well, ballroom dancing, as people know it, it's Ginger and Fred Astaire and Sid Charisse, and, you know, you do waltz and tango. Burn the Floor is truly ballroom reinvented. So we have, you know, Dirty Boogie, which is a Lindy Hop. We have Jive. We have Cha-Cha. We have Very Sexy Tango and Paso Doble. But all the dances, you know, barely keep you in your seat. The audience comes out excited and wanting to learn and realize that ballroom dancing is not boring, but very sexy and very exciting.
Do you enjoy being thrown around and being held aloft by one leg? Doesn't it ever get scary?
You know what? I do. It's like you don't need to go to Six Flags or any kind of, you know, attraction. You just go to the dance floor and get thrown around. But you have to trust your partner, and honestly, you know, the first time you do a trick, yes, your heart jumps out and you get very nervous, but you realize that he's there no matter what to catch you, and you go for it.
It's almost like doing gymnastics.
Yeah, but also Karina is a bit of a thrill seeker, and every show we've done so far, every time we come out, she goes, can you throw me a little higher? You know, that Lindy Hop step, just throw me over your shoulder. I'm like, okay, so now we're just having fun.
Well, Maxim, were these dances popular in the Ukraine when you were growing up?
Well, we grew up doing basic ballroom and Latin. So we grew up doing cha-chas and jives and pasodobles and stuff. It's kind of funny, but here everybody looks at us and go, oh, you're champion Latin dancers. I'm like, yes, we're champion Latin Eastern European dancers. It doesn't sound, you know, it sounds funny. But I guess it's just the popularity of ballroom dancing in Europe and all over the world is so big that we don't even think about the fact that it's Latin and, you know, it's kind of as far from our culture as possible. It became part of our culture. And we're very happy that with Broadway, it's just the biggest step of having ballroom come on this stage and be accepted by this audience.
Well, this ballroom dancing largely started in this country, but Jason, has it become more popular throughout the rest of the world than it has been in the United States? Because the dancers in the show come from all over the world, don't they?
Yeah, and pretty much that phenomenon of all the, you know, the reality TV shows, that hasn't just happened in the United States. It has actually happened in Australia, in China, in the Ukraine, I just heard So You Think You Can Dance is starting. So pretty much across the board, there's been this worldwide interest in dance, and particularly the ballroom dance genre, which has been fantastic for us.
Well, are we distinguishing between the old dances, that, you know, the foxtrot and the Lindy, and the Latin dances, the rumba, the mambo, the tango, the cha-cha, that are also in the show? Or are they all part of ballroom now?
They're all part of ballroom. That umbrella is quite big. And what's great is, you know, these dances that our grandparents really, you know, originated, to see these guys do them now on stage with a contemporary edge, and to see how they hear, you know, music popularized by our grandparents is fantastic.
How many of these dances do you know, Karina? Do you know how to do a Peabody?
Well, we actually kind of know a lot of dances, and the best part about being a ballroom dancer is we can adapt and, you know, learn or sort of say fake a new dance very easily. And I think that's one of the reasons why ballroom dancers do so well on So You Think You Can Dance.
You moved
but,
to...
I'm just, you know, we were talking earlier about ballroom dancing in America. It's kind of funny because take 15 years ago, America was not the strongest country in, like, competitive ballroom dancing around the world. It usually was England, Germany, Russia, but not United States. And in the last 15 years, the kids are growing up and they want to take ballroom more and more. And now, like, America is the front runner in all the competitions around the world. So it's fabulous to see that the younger generation embraces the ballroom dancing as sport rather than just the social aspect of it.
Now, you didn't mention Australia, but you moved to Australia when you were in your teens. And judging from movies like Baz Luhrmann's Strictly Ballroom, ballroom dancing must be very popular in Australia. Is that where you learned how to do it?
Who moved to Australia?
Oh, you didn't? No.
No.
I was thinking, baby.
To New York.
Oh, that's why you have a New York accent. I was wondering, because I'd read that you had spent some time in Australia. Not, but I know you have, Jason.
Australia only once, and I love it. It's a beautiful country. I've been to Gold Coast and Melbourne, and unfortunately didn't get to see Sydney, but I think we're all going to surprise Jason there one day.
I hope so.
Well, is Strictly Ballroom an accurate portrayal of what goes on in the ballroom world in Australia?
I think at the time it was, and I think Australia's had this very unusual fascination with ballroom dancing over the years, and it's always been popular there, I mean, especially now, but it seems to have always had a connection, and right back to when the film was made, you know, ballroom dancing has always been in our lives growing up. We learned it at school.
My guests are the choreographer of the hit show, Burn the Floor, Jason Gilkison, who was a world champion dancer, now the show's choreographer, and two of the stars of the show, Karina Smirnoff and Maxim Chmerkovsky, who unfortunately are leaving. Do we know who will be replacing them as of next week?
Yeah, we're very happy to have Pasha and Anya from So You Think You Can Dance. They join and take over, although we're very sad to see Max and Karina go. We've got Pasha and Anya in rehearsal right now, getting ready to take over next week.
You're the choreographer for So You Think You Can Dance. Is there any competition between the two shows?
You know, the great thing is both have been so, you know, forward in bringing people back to dance. And I think, you know, both shows have been fantastic in that way. And although they're probably very competitive between the networks, I think everybody involved in those shows is just so glad that, that dance is back on TV.
Now, how did you meet Karina and Maxim? I mean, you're both from Ukraine. Did I get that one right?
Yes.
Yes.
But you didn't meet there.
No, I
don't want to interrupt, but Jason is a very humble individual. I met Jason in 96 when I was just, you know, I immigrated to America in 94, and this was my first big competition that I went to. I was 16 years old, and it was held in Miami, and Jason was one of the top couples at that time in the world in Latin, and I remember the impact that he made because he was the only one coming out. He had this particular style and particular look, and I remember that we were all huge fans of
his.
And choreography was outstanding. So, you know, even to the point where my mom, who never danced, obviously, but was with us for the past 25 years of our dance career, I think still is Jason's huge fan. And actually, when we were in rehearsals and we came out of the theater and my mom was like, "Oh my God, this is Jason," and she's never like this about anybody. So that's how we met, how personally me.
But
you know, Jason and Pita from back when they competed.
And you and Karina now engaged, aren't you?
Yes.
You must spend a lot of time in the gym. Karina, I wonder, there's that old joke that Ginger Rogers, she had to do all the steps that Fred Astaire had to do, only backward and in high heels. And you're dancing on very high heels while the men in many of the dances are wearing sneakers. That's a real disadvantage, isn't it?
It is unfair, but you know, women, we love our heels. The leg looks completely different in high heel than without, so you know, it's okay. We're loving it. It makes it even more sexy.
And men have a lot of responsibilities, too.
It's waiting for
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you do a lot of lifting. Although, you know, these women are not the biggest women in the world, so it must be easier than if you just met somebody at a dance.
Yeah, no, but Jason, what he did is he basically, it's a two-hour show compiled of the fastest, the most exciting, the most energetic stuff that you could find in ballroom. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when the first time that Karina and I came to the rehearsal, we had basically a week to get everything put together and learn the entire routine. And the first, Jason doesn't know that, but the first 2 days we came home, we're like, what is going on? We have no clue what's happening. It's so quick and it's so overwhelming. So your comment about the gym, no, we don't go to the gym. This is gym enough. We just try to find time to sleep and eat. I've never eaten that much in my life.
You have performed before two drummers who are just extraordinary. Is that important to have the live drums behind you?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, the biggest part of ballroom is ballroom Latin, especially is the music and the rhythm and the beat. And we have Henry Soriano, who I guess was with Company for years, and this guy is incredible. He has that natural rhythm, natural style. And some of the musicians that you know, the company brought in for the Broadway run are incredible, and the music makes it a lot more fun and a lot easier to perform, especially those double show days.
Yes.
And the singers are amazing. Like, we have Ricky and Rebecca, who's got absolutely unbelievable voices, and they come on every single night. And they're not only singing, they performing and they dancing with us. So it's like no other show that you can possibly say where the singers are also dancers, but you do have that and burn the floor.
Meanwhile, the show is scheduled to run until the 18th of October. It's a hit. Is there talk about extending it?
Yeah, we're just seeing how things go over the next couple of weeks, but it would be a dream come true for us to extend.
It's at the Longacre Theater on West 48th Street between 8th and Broadway. And Burn the Floor is choreographed by Jason Gilkison, Karen Smirnoff, and Maxim Chmerikovsky are two of the featured dancers, and others will be joining the cast. I want to thank you all so much for being with us today. And by the way, for ticket information, you can go to our show page at WNYC.org.